And a lot of people were talking last night after the Cubs won the game about the iconic Cubs broadcaster, the legend Harry Carey, who passed away many years ago. What must Harry be thinking from the great beyond? Well, Yes, we are going to try to right now raise the ghost of Harry Carey to talk about the Cubs winning the World Series for the first time in a century. So let's concentrate.
We've got to have a sea ants.
We've got to have a sea ants, and let's try to call Harry Carey. Concentrate very hard. Harry Carey, can you hear us? Can you come in from the great beyond and join us? Harry, is that you?
Wow.
Is that the Muses?
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
The ghost of Harry Carey.
Hello again, everybody. Happy ones. Muses.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, Harry.
The Cubs win. The Cubs win.
How about that? Isn't that something?
I told you someday it would happen. I didn't know when it was going to be. I didn't know it would take 108 years, but by God, it happened.
Yes, that's great. I know you're happy as can be.
Oh, it's great up here celebrating with everyone. Hey, happy Halloween, Gordo.
Oh, thank you, Harry.
It's a couple of days late.
Yeah, it's a little late.
You know I'm keeping an eye on you up here. And
oh, you are?
Lee Harvey Oswald emailed me from hell, and he said, leave him alone, and he wants his bathtub back.
Oh, no. So you're able to communicate with hell.
Yeah. He says you're a freak and to stop praying to him.
Oh, now, Harry, that's not true. Otherwise.
Hey, when did Madden become the manager of the Cubs? I thought he was a football guy.
Yeah, Madden. You're thinking of John Madden.
He's the video game guy?
No, different guy.
Hey, tell Will Ferrell to stop impersonating me. That's an embarrassment.
Why? I think
he does a good job. Nah, he sounds nothing like me. You know, he does...
Avery Johnson.
He sounds nothing. He moves his head around like a chicken.
Yes.
You know?
It's funny, though.
And to tell Derek Holland while you're at it to stop it. Tell him, you know, to worry about throwing strikes.
Yeah. Is there anybody that imitates you think is decent?
You know, the only one who has permission on Earth to impersonate me.
Permission on Earth?
Is George Dunham.
George.
Now that guy's a good guy.
Yeah, he just ran out of studio. He was having some problems.
Nah, I think he's there. George, good job, man.
Hey, thanks, Harry. You know, I used to live in Chicago. I grew up watching you on Channel 44 doing White Sox games with Jimmy Pearsall.
Right.
You've always been my guy, my hero.
Well, thanks, George.
So cheap.
The feeling is likewise, you know. hey, good luck with Hillary or Trump.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, yeah. We'll need it.
About the end. I got to let you in on something. It's about the end for America.
Oh, no. Wow. You mean you can see the future and you see that we're on the brink of destruction?
Well, can't you see it? You're about to elect one of them, and the Cubs won the World Series. Isn't that pretty much it?
I guess it is a sign of
hey,
apocalypse.
When's ticket stock?
Well, it's February.
Yeah. Oh, bad radio still fighting all the time?
Well,
not all the
playful
time.
Arguments.
When's Ribby coming back?
What's with all the ticket questions all of a sudden?
I'll tell you one thing. Tell Sean Bass and Killer to stop going up to 5 and leaving skid marks, all right?
Oh, my goodness. How do you know that?
I think people are getting a little mad about that and a little tired about that. Hey, the Cubs barely got by last night. They almost blew it. That John Lester. You know, I know he's a good pitcher, but he almost blew it with that wild pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reminds me when Chuck Tanner one time went out and talked to a young pitcher and he said, hey! You seem to lose control at the same time in every game. And the young pitcher said, when's that, Skip? And he says, right after the national anthem.
Right. that's a great baseball story.
Cubs win! Oh, yeah. Budweiser for everyone.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cubs are the real
Are you fading away?
Harry, are you still there? I don't know what's happening. Harry?
Oh, he's fading away. Oh, we lost him. Well, we should be thankful that we got 5 minutes with the ghost of Harry Carey.
What an honor.
That was a treat.